aren't God. All I ever wanted was God. And I don't want to give him second best. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. Yeah. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. All I ever wanted was God. Don't want to give him my second best. I want God. See, I want to live like him. Treat everybody right. And I want to look like him. Precious in his sight. Help me to love, forgive. Need to be. I don't want a form of godliness. I want God. Yeah. All I ever wanted was God. Don't want to give him my second best. I want it.
Can't preach this like it ought to be preached. But I'm going to get my little point across since I'm in, amen. I'm in, y'all can't leave until I, amen, get a benediction. So I'm going to make it, it's something in this. I may not preach it like it ought to be preached, but it's in there. It's in there. A lot of people have settled for the permissive will, and they don't want the perfect will. They don't want the perfect will. And so they end up settling for substitutes. They settle for alternative lifestyles. Am I getting a little too deep here? I ain't going to take it back. You see, the truth is, God said man and woman, but I'm going to change it to man and man. Now, will God love you and let them go to heaven? If they repent, yes, God will let all of us go to heaven. But that's permissive. That's not perfect. Matter of fact, that's not even as permissive. I didn't plan to say that. But the truth is that we settle for alternative lifestyles. We don't want the best. We settle for less than the best. We don't want the Holy Ghost. We want to get high. Now, the Holy Ghost is free. You'll still walk straight when you after it's over. After you leave church, ain't nobody gonna wreck. Ain't nobody in here gonna get so high. And you know we can get high. When Phil and them were singing those songs, y'all were getting high. You get high off the Holy Ghost, you start dancing. You start moving around, you get the Holy Ghost. But you gotta leave and you won't wreck with nobody. You won't get no ticket. You leave here high, you got good and high. You leave here with you still got your money. Amen. Driving just as straight. Ain't no police. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Don't worry about the police. I'm high off the Holy Spirit. Amen. God says, I'm going to get you high. But we settle for what man's spirits. Or we settle for the club instead of the church. I'm going to have a good time in the club. You can dance at church. They might look at you kind of funny. But go ahead and strike you up a dance. Amen. David danced. His wife was embarrassed. He said, what is my husband doing out there dancing? Oh, I can't. I don't know if I can go any further. So, Stuart, see, the truth is, this thing gets so good, it'll make you dance. I'm serious. I am so, so real. I'm for real, as young people say. It'll get so good. You're almost talking in tongues. I thought one day I was talking in tongues. I'm not a tongue talker, but I can't control the spirit. He can get so good until you just can't put it into words. He's ineffable, is what the theologians would call him. Too great for words. Ineffability of God. Oh, yeah. And what they don't understand is when you get this new life in Christ, it's so good. And his way is a lot better, but we settle for less. Substandard living. I'm going to talk about this next week, talking about the kids. Amen. Hey, program, how am I doing, Dad? Or how am I doing? The truth is, the parents, we settle for substandard when we don't listen to the parents that we got. Substandard. Substandard living. Mom, did mom and dad approve that? No. You still want to do it? Yeah. Well, you can get it, but it's going to be substandard. It's not going to be the best. Now, you can go and do it, but it won't be the best. You're settling. Because your parents' advice, God said, obey your parents. These are Christian parents. Obey your parents and don't settle. Don't substitute your parents, your preference over your parents. This is what I'm doing pretty good. You may be, but it ain't the best. You see, that's what happens is that since things aren't just bad, 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 good becomes the enemy of best. And you can't even tell that you're not getting the best because good can make you satisfied and make you settle. And little do you know, as good as you're doing, you could be doing better. I know it's hard to believe, but that's what he gave me. That's what I'm telling you. Telling me too. I'm not telling you. I need it. I wish somebody told me this. But you can't just hear it. You got to do it. The truth of the matter is that God's way is the best way because Jesus is the best thing. He's not the almost best thing. He is the best thing that ever happened to me because he offers the best. Amen. I'm going to try to close out. I got a lot more to say. Y'all want me to say it? I will. You see, the truth is that a lot of Baptists, God can make you better. He can give you a better life. Amen. Do you want a better life? He can give you a better living. Amen. You think you're doing good now. Just obey God and obey your parents. You'll find out you really, amen, can fly. I may try to sing a little that I believe I can fly. I don't know. See how the spirit go. Truth is that the I'm saved. God can give you a better life, better living, a better Lord. You don't want those little G gods. I want the capital L-O-R-D God. I want Elohim, Yahweh. I want, amen. I want, these other gods can't compete with B God. So, if you go with these little G gods, you're settling for seconds. You're going for second best. That's all you're doing. And most, he can make you, this might throw you, he can make you a better Baptist. Because see, most Baptists settle with, I'm going to heaven. That's all. I want to get saved. Leave me alone. God said, did you see all that gold they gave them? Did you see all that iron, that silver, that brass, that, did you see that? You going to settle for just waiting to go to heaven? No. God said, I want to bless you now. You're the children. You're the sons and daughters of Abraham. Living by the principles of the Bible will make you blessed. Don't you want a better life? He'll make you a better. You get the better. You get a better Lord. He can. You can be a better Baptist. You can be a better Baptist that's soaring. Not just one. Amen. That's just existing. But just really living. God says, I can make you better. I don't want you to settle for less than the best that I can do. What I can do is better than you think. Amen. I want. I don't know about you, but I want a better kind of living, a better way of living, a better life. Amen. I want a better Lord. I want to be a better Baptist. I want to be a blessed Baptist. Amen. I don't want to be a cursed Baptist. Anybody would want to be above and not beneath. The head and not the tail. I'm not just waiting to go to heaven. God said, I'm going to bless you now with salvation and possessing everything. Abraham was rich before he got to where he was going. And God says, I will bless you. I will touch you with the, you'll have a favor of God on your walk. I challenge you to walk in the obedience of Almighty God and get your blessings. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you got to shake yourself. Hey, shake you. Tell him to shake yourself. Amen. Awaken out of it, because if you're not careful, you'll be living a substandard life and don't even know it. If you're not careful, you're going, and the worst thing in the world is for you to be missing out. What was that last P? Amen. That last one had to do with the, he's going to vex you. That means you're going to pay a price. Amen. You get the promised land, and then there cannot be partial obedience, and then there must be, you know, if you do allow it in, there's a price you're going to pay. The price that you're going to pay is that they're going to vex you. They're going to vex you in the land. You're going to be a Christian, but you're still going to be living below where you could be. You're going to be a chicken, not an eagle. Amen. You're going to be under. You're not going to be soaring. Anybody in here want to soar? Amen. 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 I praise the Lord. So all of it. Amen. God says, I want to take you places. I want to do things for you. Amen. I want you to get out of that lifestyle you got and get in the best lifestyle. I want you to get out of that stuff you're doing. Amen. Making a living, selling drugs. I want to teach you how to make it the right way. Amen. I want to bless what you're trying to do. God says, I want to take you to a better life. And the worst thing in the world is to be missing out. And a lot of Christians are missing out because they have settled for substandard living. And when they settle for substandard living, they give substandard service. Have I got a witness? Amen. They live a substandard life. They serve God in a substandard way. God didn't. Do they read their Bible? Do they know their manual? Amen. Not all of them know their manual like they should. They don't go to Sunday school like they should. So they live in substandard living. And they give substandard service. They don't live like they should. They don't give like they should. It's substandard. It's not the best because you're not giving the best. Amen. So a lot of people don't even use their gift. Amen. They're a Christian. You know what they did? They got saved and just started going to church. God put a gift in you. You ought to want to use your gift. You're not soaring. You're just satisfied with a that'll-do religion. Amen. Settle with normality. Amen. You putting up with less than. God says, I want to take your places. I want to do things with you. I don't want you to settle for less than the best. I want to do great things for you. But you got to learn how. Amen. Amen. You've got to stay in my word. And God says, this Christian life will be a blessing if you will stay in my word. I want to get in on the perfect will of God, not just the permissive will. Anybody here want to get on there? Amen. Don't raise your hand, but I just want to know. Just answer it to yourself in your head. Ask yourself, do I really want to live getting the perfect will of God? Or do I want to just be satisfied with the permissive will of God? Living life the way I want to live it. God says, I want to take you higher. I want to do things. I want to do more for you. And as good as it is, amen, as good as it is, you tell your neighbor, you could be missing out. Amen. Amen. As good as it is, it could be better. As good as it is, you could have much more. As good as it is, you may be doing all right. Amen. But it could possibly be a whole lot better. And you not even know anything about it because you settle for second best. God says, I want to give you more than seconds. Tell your neighbor, I don't want sloppy seconds. Amen. I don't want to settle. And that's what people are doing. They're settling for less than the best in their living. And God says, I want to take you higher God says, I want to do more for you. But you got to come out with an aggressive campaign against sin. When sin raises its head up, you got to be aggressive with making it, pushing it back down, casting that devil out. Get him out of your life. Get those thoughts out of your head before they take root. You got to be a successful Christian, you got to fight. Amen. You got to fight. You can't just, amen. It's not just going to drop in your lap. You got to fight. You got to fight temptation to walk right. You got to fight. You got to put up your dukes. You got to fight. Amen. God is going to bless you, but you got a part to play. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your church. Fight for your home. Fight for your health. Fight for your job. Fight. You got to put up a fight. Because I don't want to settle for less than the best.
Please don't take your spirit from me. Please.